Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 13th, 2015. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was, how the planet's positions in the zodiac manifested through the past week's events. Venus has been in its own sign, Libra, for the past couple of weeks. Venus is the planet of agreement. Libra is the sign of social idealism. The Paris climate talks finally wrapped up on Saturday, with all 195 participant countries signing the deal to try to keep global temperature rise to under 2 degrees Celsius. But it's just an agreement, a diplomatic pledge to do something, the details of which are left up to each country to decide. So the basic reality is that the Paris Agreement can only encourage countries to step up their efforts. Can't force anybody to do anything. In the astrology chart, note that Venus, although in its own sign, and therefore strong, is unfortunately suffering from Papakatari Yoga, a combination of planets that indicates the cutting off of the full expression of Venus's potential. Even if you assume every country follows its pledge, the scientists expect global emissions to keep rising through 2030, meaning that we are still setting ourselves up for around 3 degrees centigrade of global warming by the century's end, which is well past the 2-degree mark long considered to be bad news. Another instance of Venus, planet of females, transiting in Libra, planet of social idealism, showed up in, of all places, Saudi Arabia. On Saturday, the women of Saudi Arabia cast ballots for the first time in their country's history in municipal council races. Women were also allowed to run as candidates for the first time. About 900 of the nearly 7,000 candidates were female. This leap forward in social justice is still seen as a modest one. The races are, after all, for low-level positions. But it has been hailed as a significant step towards suffrage in a country that still bans women from driving cars. For the past couple of weeks, Mars and Uranus have been directly across from each other in the zodiac. The planet of violence has been exchanging energy with the planet of sudden, unexpected events. The Mars-Uranus opposition can cause quite a lot of action if it lines up with a planet in your natal chart. Case in point, Donald Trump. See how Mars is transiting in near exact conjunction with his natal Jupiter, while Uranus aspects from across the chart. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs, here in Mr. Trump's second house of speech. As we all know by now, the Donald is not shy about expressing his beliefs. When one's beliefs planet gets affected by Uranus, planet of rebellion and extremism, and simultaneously by Mars, the planet of combat, well, one tends to become even more outspoken. In the wake of the horrific San Bernardino massacre by a Muslim couple, Mr. Trump grabbed the headlines last Monday by going full Nazi with his own solution. Just ban all Muslims from the USA. His statement immediately got reported all over the world. Leading candidate for U.S. president says ban all Muslims from entering USA. Efforts by Republican leaders and pundits to get the Donald to walk back his assertion proved fruitless. In true Trump fashion, he didn't give up an inch. After all, Mars is conjunct his natal Jupiter. And then, his approval rating amongst Republicans went up. Really? Trump's racism, xenophobia, lack of political correctness has obviously resonated with the Republican base. Mr. Trump is now more than double digits ahead of his nearest rival, according to most national polls. A look at the USA chart shows why all this fear and hysteria is being directed at the so-called Muslim threat. With the transit of Saturn, planet of fear, in the 12th house of conspiracies, the country is primed for just this sort of thing. Meanwhile, the GOP establishment is on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Here, their front runner is essentially branding their party as the party of racism and bigotry. Not a politically advantageous position for a national election. Each time Trump has said something that would have been the end of any other politician's career, it has just made him stronger. Once again, we need look no further than the Vedic astrology birth chart of the USA to see what is happening. Uranus, the planet of disruption, is transiting in the fourth house, the house of opposition to the leader, in other words, the Republican Party. Meanwhile, Mars, planet of attack, is hitting on the USA natal Saturn, which, in a general way, stands for an attack on the established order. Donald Trump continues to go where no recent candidate for president has gone before, plunging the Republican Party and the nation into another round in the tumultuous debate about immigration, national identity, terrorism, and the limits of tolerance. Okay, that's all the time I have for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.